This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz said on Wednesday there were promising early signs of progress on a new deal to release hostages from Gaza amid regional talks to secure a pause in the war. Gantz said in a televised press briefing there are ongoing attempts to promote a new hostage deal and there are promising early signs of possible progress, adding, "We will not stop looking for a way, and we will not miss any opportunity to bring our girls and boys home." But he added, if no new deal were struck, the Israeli military would keep fighting in Gaza even into the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins next month. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister Javad Alji come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has filed a lawsuit at a court in an Arctic city contesting officials' refusal to release her son's body. Russia's state news agency TASS reported a closed-door hearing has been scheduled for March 4th. Ludmila Navalnaya has been trying to retrieve her son's body since Saturday, following his death in a penal colony in Russia's far north a day earlier.